So two ha'aris related to yesterday's daf and the first portion of today's daf, and that is the arba that were nichnasu lepardes, and specifically Acher. So Acher entered the pardes, he entered Elisha Baravua, he emerged Acher. There was a baskel that said, Shuvu bonim shayvavim chutz mi'acher. The Chasam Sofer in Teiras Moshe, and this is in Parshish Mois, he asks, that the Gemara says, Arba nichnasu lepardes, Ben Azai, Ben Zoyma, Acher, and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, we saw in today's daf, was Ola b'shalayim, v'yorad b'shalayim. The Lashon of the Ein Yaakov, which is an often quoted Lashon, is he was nichnas b'shalayim, and he was yatsa b'shalayim. So the Chasam Sofer asked the Meiridik Akasha. Meiridik. He said, why does the Gemara make an emphasis that Rabbi Akiva was nichnas b'shalayim? That's not the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that he was yatsa b'shalayim. Rabbi Akiva, the Ein Yaakov says, was nichnas b'shalayim, v'yatsa b'shalayim. Our Gemara says, Allah b'shalayim v'yorad b'shalayim. The Chiddush is not that he was nichnas b'shalayim. Everybody was nichnas b'shalayim. They were all nichnas the pardes. You couldn't enter the pardes if you weren't on a madrega. The Chiddush is that Rabbi Akiva was yotze b'shalayim. Ben Azai meis. Ben Zoyma nifka. Achar kitzetz b'netiyos. Rabbi Akiva was yotze b'shalayim. So what zok the Gemara? Rabbi Akiva was nichnas b'shalayim v'yotze b'shalayim. Zok the Chasam Sofer. It's muchach in the Gemara, not that way. It's muchach in the Gemara that the reason Rabbi Akiva was yotze b'shalayim is precisely because he was nichnas b'shalayim. In fact, the Chasam Sofer says, it's mistaber that Ben Azai and Ben Soima were also nichnas b'shalayim. The reason they weren't yotze b'shalayim is because they were too young, like the Vilna Gaon said. But Acher, you want to know why he was kitzetz b'netiyos? You want to know why Acher was not yotze b'shalayim? It's because he wasn't nichnas b'shalayim. And that's the dogush. Rabbi Akiva was nichnas b'shalayim, and therefore he was yotze b'shalayim. The reason Acher wasn't yotze b'shalayim is because he wasn't nichnas b'shalayim. So the Hillel Chasam Sofer said, what does it mean that Acher wasn't nichnas b'shalayim? He wasn't nichnas b'shalayim. He was from the arba that was nichnas to the paradise. Here's what a tzaddik you have to be in order to enter the paradise. I mean, we're talking about Maisa Merkava and the Gemara and Daf Yudal Mabez that talks about the reaction of tzaddikim that were derish by Maisa Merkava and ain't derish by Maisa Merkava. Filu yachin elmkin hayu chacham meivin meatzmai and all the mysticism associated with paradise and learning Maisa Merkava, etc., etc., etc. Acher was on the level where he was able to be nichnas to paradise. So how could you tell me that he wasn't nichnas b'shalom? Zok tachsam so. He says a dover nifla, and if you appreciate the time where this was being said, Presburg, early part of the 19th century, we know a little bit about what was going on. And if you can imagine, the Haskalah is raging, and the Chasam Sofer is trying to make a real Chasam Sofer point, ki yodua. And he said, because the Gemara said, what was the problem with Acher? What was the shayrish of Acher that ultimately resulted in Acher ending up where he was? So he quotes the second part of the Gemara. The Gemara says that they say about Acher that when you get up from Beis Medrash, sometimes underneath this pile of Sfarim, all of a sudden Sifrei Minos would fall to the ground. There was a hole in his ship. There was a crack. The crack was that he had learned Sifrei Minos. But here's the punchline. Right, that's easy. But here's the punchline. The punchline is, you don't find anywhere that the Sifrei Minos affected Acher. Because had the Sifrei Minos affected Acher, how would he have been able to enter the paradise? He wasn't flawed enough, despite the fact that Chazal say he learned Sifrei Minos not be able to enter the paradise. So what happened? You know what happened? A person, said the Chasam Sofer, can learn Sifrei Minos and he can be a gevaldig tzaddik. But at some point in his life, he's going to encounter an asoyin. He's going to encounter a challenge where that may come back to bite him. You know what happened? Elisha Baravu comes up to Shemayim and he sees the Malach Matar sitting and he's writing the Schusim of Kal Yisrael. And all of a sudden he remarked, what? Sitting? Ain't yeshiva. I thought there's no sitting. And then all of a sudden it blurted out of his mouth. Right? The Gemara says to be so careful what comes out of your mouth. Because all of a sudden it feels like it almost kishkoga sheyotza milifnei hashal. Acha says words that changed his fate. And he says, maybe there's two reshuyais? Two reshuyais? That was it. Baskol, Shuvu, Banim, Shoivavim, Chutz Miacher. So said the Chasam Sofer, Rabbi Akiva saw the same thing Acher saw. So how come he didn't say maybe there were Shtei Rishuyas? He says, you know what the difference is? It's that Gemara. if the Gemara is megalot us something about Acher, right? There's so much. The Acher lived the whole life, the life and times of Acher. The Gemara doesn't tell us that. The Gemara is telling us things, trials and tribulations, right? Things we need to know. So this is obviously critical to understanding Acher. This is the point. What does it mean, Sifrei Minos? Sifrei Minos was, he was a big tzaddik. He was a big Baal Madrega. He had gewaldige Amuna. But there was Sifrei Minos, meaning he wasn't sure. He had Sfeikis. He was investigating here. He wanted to know a little bit about that. He wanted to understand this. He wanted to understand that. And eventually came to a conclusion. He came to a rational, intellectual maskana that Hashem Echad Ushma Yechad. You know what happens to that person, says the Chassam Sofer? It could be great. You can live gesundheit bezahindit in Swansea. But you could also not. Because if that person encounters an Asoyan that suddenly challenges his faith a little bit, he can lose it. And that's exactly what happened to Acher. Acher saw the Malach Matat, and all of a sudden he said, one second, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe what I read in that book was the Emes. And maybe this is not the Emes. And that's the story of Acher. Acher was a Nichnas B'Shalom. He was a Nichnas, of course he was a Tzaddik. And the things that Acher had done were not to the level where it impacted Acher to the point that he couldn't enter the paradise, which means he was a Kaddish V'Tar, he was a Tzaddik Yisoy Doylam. But there was something in the Shroshim that already made it clear, and that were dictating that in the event that there was going to be a sakana, who knows what's going to happen, and he just entered the paradise, which is a very dangerous place. So as it relates to entering the paradise, he wasn't nichnas b'shalom. He didn't have the shroshim he needed to be able to enter. Rabbi Akiva did, and says the Chassam Sofer, because Rabbi Akiva's madrega was a madrega of amuna pshuta, amuna al pi mesora, amuna because that yid. And you could ask me, his lashonis are classic. He says the yid that believes al pi amuna, he says you can rattle his shit, you can shuckle him in 1,000 different ways, and David Shah could throw every nesoyin in the world in his direction, but his amun is not going to go anywhere. Rabbi Akiva saw the same exact thing that Elisha Bar Avua saw. He saw the same thing. The difference was Rabbi Akiva was nichnas b'shalom. Elisha Bar Avua, he wasn't nichnas b'shalom. He has one beautiful haysafa, one beautiful knech. He says that Elisha Bar Avua, he came about it more intellectually, and because he came about it more intellectually, so it was more scientific based. And if it was more scientifically based, so he had to understand it. And he was basing things on what he saw. So he had learned that there's no yeshiva, and then he saw the Malach is sitting. And because of that, all of a sudden, his whole worldview shifted. And therefore, he had a Havamina that maybe the Shtei Rishuyas. And that's what affected everything. What happened after he had the Havamina? The Baskel came out. What was the Baskel? Shuvu Banim Shevavim Chutz Minachar. But we mentioned that really he wasn't supposed to listen to the Baskel. He was never supposed to listen to the Baskel because he was supposed to know that Komash Yemel Chabalabayis Asay Chutz Mitzay. So, Zokhtik Samsoif, if the Rishis Chachman knew it in Sharik Dusha, and if the Marshon knew it, and if the Chidon Pesach Inayim knew it, and if the Samsoif knew it, and if Rav Tzadik in Takonos Hashav knew it, Acher didn't know it. So, how did Acher not chop that? The Teretz says, because this is Acher Lashitasai. Acher believed what he saw, and Acher believed what he heard. He heard Shuvu Banim Shayvavim Chutz Meyacher. And if that's what it says, chutz meyacher, it's chutz meyacher. Scientifically, I heard it. So what are you going to tell me? I'm an exception. I heard chutz meyacher. It's over. It's done. Rabbi Akiva was yotze b'sholem because he was nichnas b'sholem. The person that's nichnas b'sholem, you could shake him in every way. It doesn't matter. It's the person that's not nichnas b'sholem. That's where it's the problem. I always had this hergish, this chassam sofer, with the Holocaust survivors. You see, there were people that went through the war, and of course, any person that went through the war and walked out, it's einus rachmana patre, and of course, we understand that chalila v'chalila, to question any person who went through these nesyonos. But the word tzaddikim gedolim, and our Zaydas and Babas that went through the war and they emerged b'shalom. And really, if you think about it, it's unfathomable how a person could witness that and see such a hester upon him and have their amuna be shaken in such a way and to be yotze b'shalom. Maybe the Teretz says this Chassam Sofer, they were nichnas b'shalom. To be yotze b'shalom, you have to be nichnas b'shalom. Nichnas b'shalom means it's just this something that was imbued to them. There was a deep amuna pshuta, and it doesn't matter what they saw. Yeah, they saw the Malach Matat sitting, and they heard the Baskel that said Chutz Meyacher. But unfed, doesn't matter. Who cares? I heard that. Abich bin a yid, and a yid doesn't get. And that's the story of Klal Yisrael. There were so many yidden that were yotze b'shalom from the biggest nesyonis in the world. The side to being yotze b'shalom is our Gemara. Rabbi Akiva was nichnas b'shalom, and it's because of that Rabbi Akiva was yotze b'shalom.